Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Art of Charm. Learn everything you need to know to crush it in business, love, and life. The Art of Charm is where ordinary guys become extraordinary men.
Hey guys, time for Fan Mail Friday, where I'll be answering your questions and dropping some knowledge and feedback to help you kick the weekend off right. If you're new to the Art of Charm podcast, this is not a great place to start. Most of our content is more in-depth and longer format, so check out the best of at theartofcharm.com/best or the fundamentals toolbox at theartofcharm.com/toolbox. That's where we've got the fundamentals of body language and nonverbal communication, attraction, negotiation, networking, and everything else we teach here at The Art of Charm. All right, let's cut right to it. Chris says, "Dear Jordan, I'm 31 years old. I have a BS and an MA. I'm a father of the happiest 13-month-old in the world, at least I think so. I'm a great husband to a first-year medical resident, but I have the worst employment history of any of my family and friends. Now, I don't mean I'm the worst employee, just that my resume is anything but impressive. Every job I've ever held, I've either left because the working environment became too hostile to advance or other priorities took precedence, school resuming, moving, etc. For almost 8 years, I have never been more than an entry-level or part-time employee, and my yearly salary has never been more than $15,000 a year. From telemarketing to busing tables to door-to-door sales, I've never been proud of the job I've held in my entire job history with one exception. I volunteered for a nonprofit that worked with kids in the Erie area, and a group really recognized my talents. The problem occurred when I had to leave with my wife for another city, which I won't give away because it's small. When I left, I found out the organization was forced to close its doors due to lack of funding. Either way, I haven't really had any success in getting my career going. Now that my wife and I are kind of in a stable place, I've decided to pursue my long-time off-and-on-again dream of being a lawyer. I've submitted my application, and based on the interactions I've had with some of the law school's faculty, I think my chances are pretty good at getting in. Now, my biggest fear is I'll be in the exact same position once I graduate, only with another piece of paper that is only good for wiping a certain orifice. I know I have a confidence problem, but I've tried therapy and other avenues with really no help. My parents have pretty much written me off as their son until I start making money, and my friends are out of reach due to my family's limited funds. It's fair to say I've been dealing with depression, but it seems more like frustration lately. I wake up and just get angry at how I don't exist outside of my apartment. That's not to say I'm not happy. I love being a husband and a father, and I'm grateful for that. I'm just worried this is all I'm going to be. Any advice?" Yeah, actually, I mean, it's funny because it almost depends on what mood I'm in, but here's my two cents. With all due respect, you need to grow a set. I hear a lot of whining about what you don't have and how you can't, which is really kind of a glass half-empty view of life, and all of which will hold you back from what you want to do. You know what you're blessed with in life. You've got a wife, you've got a kid, you've got a supportive family, at least your immediate family. You've got a lot of potential, and you're focused on what you don't have or what you haven't accomplished, and you're comparing yourself to other people a lot. I see that between the lines with your annual salary, etc. You need to realize there's no advice that's going to give you the magic eight-ball answer to your problem, because you don't realize that you in this situation are the problem. That being said, here's some quick advice. It might sound a little prosaic, but it worked for me and it worked for a lot of other people, especially those I bounced this off of. Take out a paper and a pen and write down 10 things that you love. Not like your wife and kid, but, you know, things that are a little bit more meta, like children or helping people, you know, and you can be pretty basic and take those 10 things and research different professions that involve those things. And, you know, you mentioned it yourself, and it's funny because it came to mind before I even finished reading your letter, which is volunteer work. You know, it's that old cliche, if you find work doing something you love, you'll never work another day in your life. If nonprofits and children are making you happy, start a daycare, become a social worker, read stories at a bookshop, become a kindergarten teacher. I mean, some of these are volunteer and some of them are not. They're professions and they pay more than $15,000 a year and they don't require a law degree. And honestly, these are ideas I was able to come up with on the toilet. So I'm sure if you really wanted to put a lot of time and creative energy and let that visual sink in, if you were willing to put in more time and energy into this problem, you could do a much better job. So yes, it's important to put food on the table and pay rent. I don't think your wife and baby will care what uniform you wear to work, as long as you can provide beds to sleep in, put food on the table. And honestly, you know, if your wife is also interested in working, you guys don't need to have high earning positions to have a happy life that's full and provide for your kids. And, you know, once you have a clear picture of what you'd like to do, it'll be a lot easier to go and do it. If you're not sure, try volunteering in those areas. I've talked about this on past shows. You'll get a taste for what it is, and that might be all you need to find some purpose while you get a different job that maybe is a little bit more of a provider position. But honestly, I would avoid becoming a lawyer because it makes money. That's the last reason you should become a lawyer. We have a large element of dissatisfaction in that profession for that reason. And also, make a vision board of some sort, something to help visualize what you want so you can focus on the positive and bring those things to yourself. There's a book I've read in the past and that friends recommend that helped change my outlook and focus. It's called The Law of Success in 16 Lessons, and it's by Napoleon Hill. You can check into that and start going down that journey yourself. I hope that helps. Do not become an attorney just for the money, I'm telling you. All right, this is from Sasha. He says, you talk too much. People only want to hear from the guest. Actually, I disagree with that. In fact, I think the value of this show is in the teaching. And the teaching is in the relating and the showcasing how it applies to normal people like me. And any clown, frankly, can ask a smart person questions and get an answer. Welcome to 99% of the podcasts in iTunes. If you just want to hear the guests talk, there are so many other shows where you can go and they'll just go, what's your favorite book? What's your favorite movie? What do you think people should do to get ahead in life? And you'll hear the same platitudes from the same guests. It's actually a lot harder to dig out the gold and then relate it to things that normal high performers can apply. Because a lot of these people are operating, the whole idea, in fact, behind the show is that they're operating at a completely different level. Some of them are not that good at articulating it, and some of them are amazing at that. But my job as a host is to make every guest sound like they're a teacher and that they're amazing at that. So I hope that helps. And honestly, if you still think I talk too much, I recommend you look for another show where the host doesn't talk. Or maybe just read a book. Then it's one-sided completely, and you can talk to yourself. I've got a random request out there for you guys as well. I've got a friend, and he's 20-something years old. He had a couple strokes when he was a baby. I actually call him High Maintenance Mike because he takes so long to get ready to go out because, you know, he limps around a little bit. Anyway, he needs a cane to walk, but everything out there is super ugly. It's, you know, it's for old people. It's like got gnarly rubber stops and it's all gray and aluminum. Does anyone know how to machine something that looks cool? I'm thinking like a cool wooden cane that's got, you know, like an eight ball or a pool ball or something on the top instead of, you know, an ugly rubber handle. He's not unable to function. He doesn't have bad eyesight. He doesn't need like four little prongs sticking out. He just needs a little bit of help. And walking sticks are walking sticks. And you look like a 50-year-old, you know, retired soccer mom with one of those. And anything above that, you look like you live in a nursing home. So if you know how to make something cool for a guy that really needs it and will need it for the next, you know, 60 years plus, please email me. I'm Jordan@theartofcharm.com. And of course, if you guys enjoyed that, you can reach me at Jordan@theartofcharm.com. I'd love to hear from you. I read everything. And of course, I like to answer questions. That's the whole point of this. And I like to berate people. So give me some fodder. More from The Art of Charm at theartofcharm.com. Now have a great weekend. Get out there and connect and leave everyone better than you found them.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's kajabi.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people. Because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening to The Art of Charm. Get more confidence, relationship skills, life hacks, and everything for the extraordinary man at theartofcharmpodcast.com.